Welcome back to the second hour of 2 hours of Jewish soul music. I'm your host, Charlie Bernhout. I guess you're pretty much played out with the holidays. It seems like there were a lot of holidays this year. I mean, more than usual, but that's not the case. But we just went from one holiday to the next, and I hope that you had a chance to hear some good chazanis, as I did, and... Get ready for some good chazanis right now. For those of you who did not hear or did not listen to the first hour of the program, I regret to tell you that this coming Saturday night, the kumzitz, the karaoke that was planned at Park East Synagogue, has been canceled. And we will be finding another venue for that and another date. And I will keep you informed. Just be ready for some wonderful gatherings. They will take place, and if I make up my mind about doing something, it usually happens. Okay, let's get right to the chazanis. Our friend Yossi Molavani with Velirushalayim Ircha.
Thank you.
Well, as you can tell, that was from a live concert, Yossi Malavani with V'Lirushalayim Ircha. Mordechai Hirschman. He was born in 1888 and he died in 1940. As a youngster, Mordechai Hirschman was an extremely busy and well-traveled chorister, gradually learning his trade from several of the greatest names in Eastern European chazanis. All of this was against the express wishes of his father, who considered a life of song to be beneath the dignity of a respectable mercantile family. As a cantor, he achieved great renown in Europe, attaining the position of the great synagogue in Vilna. Came to the United States in 1920. In addition to a beautiful voice of luster and power, according to this, Hirschman's strong suit was his excellent musicianship and penchant for recording a wide range of fine compositions by a variety of synagogue composers, as well as effective arrangements of Yiddish songs. We're going to hear Hirschman singing Akavya ben Mahalalel. And this is from the Mishnah. And for those of you who are not familiar with the words, I think they're quite fascinating. Akavya ben Mahalalel said, "Reflect on three things, and you will not come into the grip of sin. Know whence you came, whither you are going, and before whom you are destined to give a strict account. Whence you came, from a malodorous drop, whither you are going, to a place of dust, worms, and moths, and before whom you are going to give a strict account, before the Supreme King of Kings, the Holy One, blessed be He." Mordechai Hirschman, a caviar.
Akavya ben Mahalal Eloi Meir, Akavya ben Mahalal Eloi Meir, Yisetakel v'shalosh devarim ve'yinat avol lidei aveiro. Akavya ben Mahalalel, ben Mahalalel, oy meir. Akavya ben Mahalalel, ben Mahalalel, oy meir. Yisetakel b'shalosh devarim, ve'yeina tovo lidei aveiro. Da, da meyayin boso, da, da, da oleyon atoyle, lifnei mi, ato sideli teine din v'cheshboin, Hosidelitain, litain edin, edin vechesebon. Hosidelitain, edin vechesebon. Hosidelitain, edin vechesebon. Da, da, meyayin basak, oleyon atoyle. Oleyon me coi mo pava le rimavi son leio e me coi mo pava rimavi son leio li me como e mo pava vor rima vi son leio li me coi mo pava o par rimavi son leio. Lifnei mia to usi di li ten din vechei eshe boin. Lifnei mia to usi di li ten din vechei eshe boin. Lifnei melech malech ya melochim. Lifnei melech malech ya melochim, HaKodosh Baruch Hu, HaKodosh Baruch Hu.
Oh boy, the beautiful voice of Mordechai Hirschman. Joseph Schlisky was born in 1894. He died in 1955. In the old country, unscrupulous choir leaders were known to cajole, bribe, and even kidnap talented mishurim to augment their choirs. Joseph Schlisky fell into the hands of an exceptionally deceitful character who whisked him away under false pretenses to Toronto from his native Poland. This was at the age of 10. At 13, however, he was already earning money as a cantorial soloist and eventually brought his parents over to the New World. He graduated from the Royal Conservatory of Music in Toronto, and he found work in the field of opera, as well as having an illustrious cantorial career. Sadly, the last 15 years of his life, he lived as an invalid due to a stroke. So that was from 1940 to 1955. We're going to hear Omar Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Elazar said in the name of Rabbi Hanina, scholars increase peace throughout the world, for it is said, all your children shall be taught of the Lord, and great shall be the peace of your children. Do not read Banayach, your children, but Bonayach, your builders. Scholars are the true builders of peace, according to this. Abundant peace have they who love thy Torah, and there is no stumbling for them. Let's hear Joseph Schlisky with Omar Rabbi Elazar.
Omar Rabbi Elazar, Omar Rabbi Hanino, Omar Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Hanino, Umar Rabbi Hanino, Talamide Hakomim, Marvim Esholo. Talamide Hakomim, Marbi Meshulo and Buolo. Thank you.
Joseph Schlisky with Omar Rabi Elozar. Well, you know who the Blinda Chazan is. That's Moishele Sorkis. Moishele Sorkis was born in 1900. He died around 1960. Moishele Sorkis stands unique among the practitioners of the cantoral art in that he became blind while still an infant. He was born in Uman, a Ukrainian city famed for its klezmorim, as well as for being the final seat of the Bratslava Rebbe. He imbibed synagogue music from his father, Leib Sorkis. In 1913, he came to America, and 4 years later, he occupied the first of many part-time pulpits. That's from Philadelphia to Boston. It's noteworthy that the Blinda Chazan was also an accomplished organist. Many of you who have heard my program over the years know that one of my favorite cantoral recordings is Moishele Sorkis' Kiddush. But let's hear him chant his singing of Kulam Makablim. This is Moishele Sorkis.
Oh,
Moshe Sorkis. Well, this evening I'm going to play a couple of cantors that are new for me. I don't think I've ever played Jasinowski before. This is Pinchas Jasinowski. He was born in 1886. He died in 1954. Notice that most of these cantors, the last few cantors, were born in the late 1800s and died right in the middle of the 20th century, 1950s, 1960s. He was a native of the Kiev region, the town of Romanovka. Pinchas Jasinowski paid his dues as a sought-after mashorer for a number of Russian cantors. Instead of fulfilling his father's wish that he become a rabbi, young Pinchas had his eye on becoming a professional musician. And in 1906, he entered the St. Petersburg Conservatory. He graduated in 1915, meanwhile having gained a reputation as a choral conductor and concert singer. With the outbreak of war, he joined other Russian emigres in Scandinavia, pursuing a brief but successful career there before coming to America a year later. And here is where he blossomed as a chazan, composer, poet, and teacher. This is an early recording, as you'll be able to tell. Pinchas Jasinowski. This is Naaritzcha from the Kedusha. Pinchas Jasinowski.
Thank you.
Pinchas Jasinowski. I enjoyed that. I hope that you did also. Pinchas Jasinowski with Nahar Yitzchak from the Kedusha. Okay, it's time for a little bit of Helfgott. Oh, he was terrific over the holidays. If you've never heard him live, I'm assuming that most of you have, but it's really quite a treat. Quite a treat to hear one of the best around, that's for sure. It's Shamir Helfgott next with Shoma Vatismach Tzion.
Yotzi Yilem
Isn't that something? That's Itchimir Helfgott with Shomava Tismach Tzion. Well, as many of you are aware, I work full-time. I earn my living as a real estate broker in New Jersey, specializing in retail. And I spent the whole day today in Central Jersey looking at sites. And what makes the job a particular joy for me is while I'm driving from one site to the other, I'm listening to Chazanis. And today, I was listening to someone. I'm going to play several of his recordings. I think you'll find it interesting. I was excited. It's the first time I really heard Chazan Lachmanowitz. And I don't know much about him. I just know that these are recordings from the 20s. And I know that you're going to enjoy these as much as I did. So I'm going to play a few selections. We're going to start with Yechad Shehu. Now, one of the things that I'm sure you're all aware is that in the early part of the 20th century, when they had 78s, the longest recording was about 3 or 4 minutes. And if it was a longer recording, they would play it on two sides. And so you're going to find a lot of these recordings, particularly with Chagi. If you hear most of Chagi's recordings, about 40 or 50 of them, they're all 3 to 4 minutes. So these are fairly brief, but let's hear Cantor Lachmanowitz. The first piece that we're going to hear is Yechad Shehu.
Alkalamoy beis Yisrael, Yechad Shehu, Akodosh Baruch Hu, Uleinu, Vialeko. Oh!
Well, as you can hear, these are old 78 recordings, and our next recording of Chazen Lachmanowitz is V'Shamru, coming right up, V'Shamru. Should be playing. There it is. Chazen Lachmanowitz. Look, I apologize. I was in my car and excited about the next, particularly the next two selections of Chazen Lachmanowitz. So I didn't have time to look up his biography or get more facts about him. But I will. I promise I will in the next week or two. But let's hear the Kiddush for Rosh Hashanah. Oh,
carbonum micallum. Dreime mon micalle lauschein, die kinde schöne, im ist der Wurzo. What a shame, like a no be ya. As you must be, you
One more selection. This is the Shema.
Me ain't no
drape mave scendi, liei nei col coro.
Chazan Lachmanowitz, recordings from the 20s, as you could tell. We have time for one more selection. Moshe Shur with Moshe Shur from Montreal, Ritze.
Amagazishinasai
Well, that was the cantor Moshe Schur from Montreal with Ritzay. And this is Charlie Bernhout, hoping that you enjoy these 2 hours of Jewish soul music. I'll come back again next week, and don't forget to tell your friends about the program. And just one last reminder, the October 9th, next Motzi Shabbos Kumsitz has been canceled at Park East. It will be rescheduled at another venue at another date, and I'll keep you posted. Thank you so much for joining with me. Shalom, everybody.